Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Everyone's got an opinion about A.J. Brown this offseason, even the top elected official in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I freaking love that he wants the ball every play. And I love that he gets pissed when he doesn't get the ball.
Josh Shapiro won the governor's race in 2022, but he's been an Eagles fan his whole life.
I trust Howie to make the right decision ultimately with A.J. Brown. We're going to learn something in the draft if he goes for a wide receiver.
Shapiro grew up in Montgomery County in the Philadelphia suburbs. His earliest memories of the Eagles were Jaws and that first Super Bowl run in 1981.
From the earliest days I can remember, I had a transistor radio in my bedroom, and I listened to 610 at night.
Shapiro's career has taken him from local office to Harrisburg, but he doesn't apologize for who he roots for.
I mean, look, I'm not like Rob Lowe wearing the NFL hat. I'm a Birds fan.
He's also aware his day job has given him stories to share about one of his favorite teams that he doesn't take for granted.
When we finished and the buses came around the back of the art museum, and we went over in like a side room or whatever, and there was Jalen Hurts sitting by himself. I sat down, chatted with him for a little bit, and he was already thinking about what he needed to do mentally to be even better next year.
With the draft coming back to Pennsylvania in a few weeks for the second time in 10 years, the timing felt right to bring the Gov on to talk some football.
I expect to see a whole lot of Eagles green along with the black and gold out in Pittsburgh.
And other big stories from the Eagles offseason.
We've got to get a lot more depth on offense. I think the one thing on defense that we need is obviously we need a safety. Look, I saw Jeffrey's comments. We're not going to lose the Birds. They're going to stay in Philly, but we're also going to do it in a way that protects the Eagles and protects the taxpayers.
Josh Shapiro might be a politician, but I promise, we're sticking to sports. I'm Jeff McClain, and this is Uncovering the Birds, a production of the Philadelphia Inquirer and KOW News Radio original podcast, with new episodes dropping throughout the offseason. Joining me from Harrisburg, the 48th governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. Governor Josh Shapiro, thank you so much for joining us on Covering the Birds and taking time out in your busy schedule. And obviously the big story in the NFL and certainly here in Pennsylvania for you is that the NFL draft is coming to Pittsburgh. And from what I understand, you had a little bit of something to do with that?
Yeah. I mean, look, the draft is just a huge event, right? And it will probably bring somewhere damn near 750,000 people to the city. And it is amazing for our restaurants, our bars, our hotels. It's also just great for the psyche of the city that we are the place that was chosen. For me, the journey kind of started actually with the Birds' first Super Bowl. I was 2 weeks into being governor. And I went out with the Birds at their invitation to cheer them on in the Super Bowl. And I spent a good bit of my time at all the events and stuff surrounding the Super Bowl being the world's biggest pain in the ass to Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, just saying, we got to bring the draft to Pittsburgh. We've got to bring the draft to Pittsburgh. And obviously coordinated closely with Art Rooney and the Steelers team. And we were able just to show Commissioner Goodell that Pittsburgh is not only a great iconic football town, right? But also we had the capacity to put on a big event here in Pennsylvania. And I made clear that I thought it could be a, if not the signature event during the 2026, you know, focus on celebrating America 250. So that really began the conversations with the commissioner. We stayed on it, just kept calling and texting and pushing and answering all the NFL's questions. And they've been just so great to work with. And we're pumped up in 2 weeks to have, you know, the eyes of the football world on Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's going to be really tremendous.
I imagine that you'll be there. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, not only be there, I'm going to use it as an opportunity to sell Pittsburgh and sell Pennsylvania. I got a ton of meetings with CEOs and other business leaders who are coming to town for the draft. It's sort of this great, like, organizing effort, right, where we're able to organize everyone around meeting up in Pittsburgh. And so, honestly, I'll probably spend 90% of my time focusing on job creation, economic development, maybe only 10% on the football side of it. But that's my job. My job is to help, you know, grow the economy. We're doing that in Pennsylvania. And I do think that the draft will be a great catalyzing effort for us.
Well, obviously, the reason why you're on this podcast is because you're an Eagles fan. You grew up in the Philadelphia area.
Yep.
And so my question is to you, what do you think is going to happen if you take the stage there at the draft? Are you going to be like Roger Goodell? What do you think the reaction is going to be from Pittsburgh area fans?
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I'm not like Rob Lowe wearing the NFL hat. I'm a Birds fan, and I'm honest in Pittsburgh about that. And I think I can sit on this program here in Philly, and I'd sit on the same program in Pittsburgh and say the same thing. Pittsburgh is an amazing football town. And by the way, they got 6 rings. I mean, they know what they're doing in terms of, you know, building championship teams. But I'm a Birds fan. I grew up a Birds fan. I'm not afraid to admit that. I get a few boos when I'm out in Pittsburgh and I say that. But the truth is, I also recognize that when our teams do well, whether in Philly or Pittsburgh, that's great for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But I don't try and play it down the middle. I think you got to be honest about who you are. And I'm a Birds fan.
Absolutely. And but I don't know if you're going to go so far as to wear your Eagles green up there on stage or will you?
It's a very, very important question. So when I go on the stage, I'll probably just wear, I'm a big bomber jacket guy, so I enjoy wearing those, especially if they're Mitchell and Ness made in Philadelphia. I think they're the best, but probably have to do something like this when I'm on there as the governor. But if I announce a pick, it'll depend on who I'm announcing the pick for.
Well, okay. Look, you say you're an Eagles fan. Let's talk about the NFL draft. Let's talk about what you think the Eagles will need. And I don't know if you know, but they picked number 23. So the first round. So with the 23rd pick in the NFL draft, what position, I guess, I don't know how deep you get into the, if you're a draft nerd or not, but
no, I get into it and I got opinions. Let me just say the only opinion that matters is Howie's. And I have actually tremendous respect for Howie. I really do. And I'm sure on this program, he gets some hate and, you know, right. If you're in a position like that, people are always second guessing you. But I think you've got to look at sort of 2 underlying factors. Then I will answer your question specifically on what I think we need. Number one, we have an owner that invests to win. And so that's really, really like an important baseline thing. I think Jeffrey Lurie is one of the best owners in all of professional sports, and he does that. Second, Jeffrey understands that, you know, investing to win also means investing in the personnel you need to make those decisions. And he trusts Howie. And I really respect that relationship. And so I sort of start baseline. I feel very optimistic about the decisions that the Eagles make because of those 2 factors. We have an owner that invests to win, and we got best GM in sports, all sports, by the way. And so that means you're going to hit a lot more homers than you are going to strike out. I think what's clear, in my opinion, not that Howie's asking for it, is that we've got to get a lot more depth on offense. We also got to figure out sort of what the hell was going on there with some of the play calling. Obviously, Petula's out, and we'll have a new structure in on the coaching side. But look, I think what Howie's always understood is that the offensive line, defensive line win championships. I'd like to see us bring in some more talent on the offensive line. Obviously, Lane Johnson is Hall of Fame bound, but he's not a spring chicken anymore, right? And so we got to make sure that we're replenishing in that space. I don't know, and I'm sure you'll ask about A.J. Brown. Like, I don't know kind of where all that stands. Again, I trust Howie to make the right decision ultimately with A.J. Brown. We're going to learn something in the draft if with that top pick, or maybe one of the you know, several top picks we have there, he goes for a wide receiver. That might tell us something. Obviously, we got a lot of picks. I thought, what was it? Was it the Sidney Brown trade, I think, that landed us a couple extra picks? So Howie's very good at accumulating these picks and using them in wise ways. I think the one thing on defense that we need is obviously we need a safety. And so thinking about where you pick that safety is going to be important. What I don't know is whether or not you need to pick those spots at 23 or whether they're going to fall off and you can get them in the second or third round. Howie always seems to be able to pick up guys at a discount in these drafts, and I really respect how he does his work. So I'm not here to tell him what to do, but those are the holes that I think we got to be focused on filling.
Look, you wouldn't be different from most Eagles fans if you you did tell him what he should do or shouldn't do. I mean, they have nine picks, and I guess safety probably wouldn't go in the first round, although they did draft a linebacker, off-ball linebacker, for the first time in very long time when they took Jahad Campbell last year. So yeah, I guess anything is possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, you did mention A.J. Brown, and I did have this on the list of topics that I was going to ask you about. I mean, as a fan, and I know a lot of fans right now are kind of wondering, you know, why is this guy on the market? Is he on the market? What is going to be the end game here? As a fan, like, what would you like to see happen with A.J. Brown and the wide receiver position?
Get the ball more. I mean, and I'm not trying to be cute when I say it. Like, I freaking love that he wants the ball every play. And I love that he gets pissed when he doesn't get the ball. Now, what that does to a locker room, what that does to, you know, the team mentality, right? That's for the head coach and the other coaches to sort out. But I want players that want the ball. I mean, hell, in my business, I want the ball in my hands. When there's a tough decision to make, I don't want anybody else making that decision. I want to make it. And so I respect the hell out of people that want the ball. And A.J. Brown wants the ball. And by the way, he's got the talent to want the ball. And so I think the coaches have to figure out what they need to do to get him the ball more, right? I think there are few players in the NFL who are as fast and strong as he is, who can catch the ball going across the field, maybe 8-10 yards deep, and run for another 30 yards. There are very few players who can do that. He is one of them. And I think that's a prized asset we should hold on to. Howie may have other ideas. He'll make that decision. But to me, I think it is noteworthy, and it is something I love to see that he wants the damn ball every time.
Well, you know, the quarterback has a lot to do with getting him the ball, and there's been a lot of discussion about Jalen Hurts naturally being the franchise quarterback, but just recently there's been there was an ESPN report, and I've done various reporting over the last several years about Jalen maybe not being perfect in terms of obviously on the field, but perhaps maybe off the field. Again, from your perspective as a fan, as someone who's followed this team for a long time, knowing how quarterbacks are judged so harshly at times in the city, what do you make of all the attention, the drama surrounding Jalen Hurts?
Look, I think it's tough to be an Eagles quarterback in this city, right? Just like it's tough to be Bryce Harper, right? The leader of the Phillies, or it's tough to be Joe, you know, on the Joel on the Sixers. I mean, it is hard. You know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. But guess what? You get to play in the greatest, you know, football city on the face of the earth in Philadelphia, where fans are passionate. And so you've got to go out and you've got to perform. I will tell you that in my limited experience getting to know Jalen, the thing I am most impressed by with him is the way in which he prepares mentally and the way in which he thinks about how to be mentally sharper. Obviously, he's physically extraordinary and, you know, has all the capabilities and capacities he needs on the field. But I've always been just incredibly impressed with his mental sharpness and toughness. I'll share a personal story with you. When the Eagles were kind enough to invite, you know, my wife, our first lady, and I to ride along on the parade a couple of years ago. And I would point out that fans obviously were not there to see me or Lori. They were there to see the Eagles. But it was a thrill of a lifetime to be there and be on that journey. And when we finished and the buses came around the back of the art museum, Lori and I went inside. And we went over in like a side room or whatever. And there was Jalen Hurts sitting by himself. And it was very interesting. I sat down, chatted with him for a little bit, and he was already thinking about what he needed to do mentally to be even better next year. guy had just won the Super Bowl, whatever it was, 3-4 days earlier. He was there to, you know, be celebrated as a Super Bowl champion. And he was already mentally getting himself ready for the next season. I think that mental toughness is extraordinary. And I love that about a player. And I love that as a quarterback in this city where it's tough to play, he's got the mental toughness to do it. So I expect a great year from Jalen Hurts. I expect them to get the coaching right around him. I think it's been unfortunate throughout his career, even going back to college, that he really has not had consistency in who's been his offensive coordinator, his quarterback's coach. It's kind of changed. I think, Jeff, I may have read in one of your pieces, I think it's like changed literally every year since he was in college, or damn near every year. He deserves that consistency to go along with his mental toughness and his physical strength.
How surreal was it for you to be in a parade celebrating the Eagles championship and then thinking back to when you were just a kid?
Oh my God.
You know, watching, I don't know who your first quarterback was. Maybe it was Ron Jaworski.
But yeah, Jaws in that
was Super Bowl. Yeah, how surreal was that? And, you know, how did you become a fan in Philadelphia? I think you were born in Kansas City, moved here when you were very young. You know, when did you find yourself first really bleeding, you know, Eagles green?
Yeah. So I was born in Kansas City, but I only lived there till, I don't know, maybe I was one. I really don't have any memories. And my father did naval service in Philadelphia. Then he did naval service for a couple of years in New York. And then we really settled in Philly when I was five. So, I mean, I really have kind of grown up here and grown up an Eagles fan. And I mean, honestly, from the earliest days I can remember, I had a transistor radio in my bedroom, and I listened to 610 at night. And I became one of those fans that obsessively listened to sports radio, called in, probably complained about a lot of stuff that other Philly fans would complain about. And I just kind of grew up that way. And I mean, for me as a little kid, when my dad, you know, was working his tail off, would be able to get tickets to a game, and we'd get to go down, whether it's the Phillies or the Eagles or Sixers, whatever. Like, I mean, those are some of the most extraordinary memories I ever had. Now to be privileged to be in this position and to be invited, you know, and I recognize I was invited given the position that I am in, right? And I respect that, appreciate that. To be invited to be part of a championship parade when I used to watch those, you know, opportunities where Philly, and we didn't have a ton of them when I was growing up, but where we would win, to watch those with my family. It was unbelievable. I mean, just like, it was just an extraordinary feeling. And to be able to be around these guys who just infect the city with positivity and make people feel good and feel better. It's an amazing thing. I got to say, not to get too deep here on this, I mean, and I certainly don't want to get political at all, but one of the things I'm sure everyone watching, whether you support me, don't support me, like my policy, don't like my policies, one thing I know we can all agree on is that things are like a little too divided right now. And people feel like they're getting pulled apart in so many different ways in our society. And there are a few things that still allow us to come together. And I think sports is one of them. I think food and, you know, music and other things also. But sports is sort of the great unifier. And when you have a team like the Birds who are playing well, they just inject positivity and see, they make people feel better. They make people come together more. And in my business, every day I'm working to bring people together, and sports helps do that. So to be able to have a front row seat to that, to be able to literally be there with these champions who make a community feel so great after being a diehard, you know, fan my whole life, it's really special. Now, I will say my kids are spoiled, because my kids didn't have to live through the lean years, Jeff. They didn't have to live through all those years where we weren't winning championships. They think winning championships is just like something we do. So I got a little note with my kids on that, but I remember those lean years. And to be able to go through it now in this position, it's an extraordinary honor, man. It really is.
Do you have a favorite player of all time?
You know, it's hard to pick one. I think on the Phils, man, I grew up, you know, with Schmitty and Lefty, and you know, those teams were pretty amazing. Boa, you know, that infield was pretty amazing. Schmitty, Boa, Trio, Pete Rose. You know, I sort of think like that. I think back to those Sixers teams. I mean, still to this day, one of my favorite players of all time was Mo Cheeks. I just thought he was an extraordinary traditional point guard. But, you know, I grew up in that era with Moses and Doc and I mean, those teams were just amazing. So I sort of look up to all of them. I got to see Doc recently, and let me tell you, when you get to talk to Dr. J, even in my position, he was like, "Gov, it's so cool to meet you." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? You're Dr. J. Like, I'm amazed I get to be in your presence." So it's pretty cool for me to see these guys now, because these were the ones I grew up with. I had their posters on my wall, and, you know, just idolized those guys.
Well, I'm sure you have relationships with a lot of, you know, not only the players, but also the executives. And you mentioned Jeffrey Lurie before, and you're probably in I wouldn't say an awkward position, but you are in a position now with the stadium issue coming up. We actually spoke to Jeffrey Lurie at the owners' meetings in Phoenix last week, and they have since had a questionnaire to fans about the idea of a new stadium. And Jeffrey, you know, when asked about whether possibly moving out of Philadelphia, he didn't kind of say it wasn't on the table. So I guess my question to you is, like, you know, where do you stand in that regard? And what do you think will happen here in terms of the Eagles getting a new stadium?
Yeah. And I saw Jeffrey's comments. And as I said at the top of the show, I appreciate so much what he does for the Eagles, what he does for the city, what he does for autism. The Eagles Autism Foundation is a model foundation for I think any professional sport. And I appreciate Don Smolenski. I think Don does a great job leading as president of the Eagles. And they're doing what they should do. They're asking fans what they think. They're thinking about their future. I got no problem with that. And I appreciate the way in which they're doing it. I actually thought Jeffrey's comments were very thoughtful and sober, and he wasn't, you know, saber rattling. We're not going to lose the Birds. They're going to stay in Philly. We're going to make sure of that, but we're also going to do it in a way that protects the Eagles and protects the taxpayers. And I'm confident that when it comes time to sitting down and having a conversation, that we'll be able to, you know, have a really productive and professional conversation.
I guess one of the questions, too, is whether they get a dome to host the Super Bowl. I don't know how you feel about doing that. This is going to be a big summer for Philadelphia in terms of sports and the anniversary of the country, with the PGA Championship is coming to Aronimink, and then you have the World Cup coming to Philadelphia, MLB the All-Star game, and certainly with Pittsburgh. How do you feel about the potential of a dome stadium, and how do you feel about all the events that are going to be happening in this summer in Philadelphia?
Look, I'm pumped up for all these events, and we worked really hard to secure these events. I did, my predecessor did, and we actually have a couple more we're going to be announcing really soon that are huge also. So we're really, really excited. Look, the eyes of the world are going to be on Pennsylvania this year. This is the birthplace of American democracy, the birthplace of the greatest country on the face of the earth that we are privileged to live in. And so to celebrate with sports, as I was saying a moment ago, sports, which brings us together, it's a reminder of our shared and common humanity. That's a great thing. And so I'm really pumped up, and I think we've also proven that we can land big events here and we can do big things here. We've got a history of doing that, whether it's the papal visit about 10 years ago or whether it's the Democratic National Convention or the Republican National Convention. We've hosted both. I mean, there are big events that we know how to pull off here in Pennsylvania, and we will certainly look to add more of them in the future.
Well, I guess, thank you so much for doing this with us, Josh. And I guess my final question to you is, I guess, looking ahead to the Eagles season, this is obviously what the podcast is about. You know, look, they haven't got the roster set yet. 53-man roster won't be set until before the start of the season. Yeah. They still have the draft here, a few other things to happen. But what is your feeling about how things will go here next season? Do you have any prediction for how the Eagles will fare in 2026?
Yeah, I think we're going to bounce back. I mean, don't forget, we went 11-6, right? So we did have a strong regular season. Obviously, the playoffs is not what any of us hope for. We've got much higher expectations. I think what Howie has always shown an ability to do is to tinker and make change and figure out what needs to happen, both on the coaching staff and on the players on the field. Total confidence he'll be able to do that. I've got confidence in our defense. Again, I think I mentioned this before. I think we obviously have to strengthen the safety position. And we got to get a little deeper on offense. And we've got a good draft, a lot of picks to be able to do that. And, you know, don't sleep on Howie, man. He always knows how to pull an extra trade out. He knows how to package these picks to get some pieces. So very, very optimistic and feeling really good and hopeful and not, frankly, thinking a whole lot about last year, but instead just looking forward.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Josh, so much for doing this. And I'm sure a lot of Pennsylvanians and Philadelphians will are excited about the upcoming draft. And even if it is in Pittsburgh, Eagles fans will be excited about who the Eagles pick.
They will. And look, I don't think, I mean, it ain't like it's in Dallas, right? I mean, there's no hate between Philly and Pittsburgh on that. I think there is respect. I expect to see a whole lot of Eagles green along with the black and gold out in Pittsburgh. And listen, I mean, whether you're a Steelers fan or a Birds fan, obviously most people watching this are Birds fans. Let's celebrate the fact that the center of the football universe is going to be here in Pennsylvania in a couple of weeks. That's a big damn deal. It's great for football. It's great for the Steelers and the Eagles. It's great for our state's economy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for doing this, Josh.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be with you.
This has been Uncovering the Birds, a production of the Philadelphia Inquirer and KOW News Radio original podcast. Our producer is KOW News Radio's Brian Seltzer. Tom Rickard is KOW News Radio's director of podcasting. The executive producer from the Philadelphia Inquirer is Renee Eiffel. Thanks again to Josh Shapiro and also Gavin Lichtenstein. If you're enjoying Uncovering the Birds, leave us a rating and a review. Listen to Uncovering the Birds free on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your podcasts, or go to Inquirer.com/podcasts. I'm Jeff McClain. You can follow me on X, Blue Sky, or Threads at Jeff_McClain, or search my name on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.